For Federal News Radio, statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is my friend Fred Diamond of FredDiamond.com. Fred is the president of FredDiamond.com, or Fred Diamond. Hey, Fred.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, man. We're going to be talking about lead generation in general, but we're going to cover a lot of ground initially up front to lay the ground, if you will, for lead generation. But let's start off with a little bit of background for your credentials, please.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. As you know, as we're, was a compact computer for a long time and Apple Computer, and for the last 9 years as Diamond Marketing, we've worked with companies that are looking to pursue not just the government, but the government contractor marketplace and many other verticals as well. Spending a lot of time helping companies get into healthcare, which is obviously huge right now on the technology side. We've helped some clients get into the transportation marketplace. Basically, we help companies that want to get to the next level. They have a great opportunity. They've grown to a certain size, and now they believe they could go from 10 to 20 million or 50 to 100 million. And they need to more effectively go after it from a go-to-market strategy perspective.
Right. And for those of you listening, if there seems to be an air of familiarity between Fred and I, we have worked together when he was at Apple, when he was at Compact. Lead generation. Let's number one, it's kind of obvious what it is, but what is it? What role does it play in this market?
Well, at the end of the day, from a marketing and from a sales perspective, it really is about sales. You know, it really is about getting revenue. It really is about getting new customers, growing the existing customers. So I kind of view lead generation as how do we grow the opportunities, how we find new opportunities, and how do we smartly implement the process to reach our end goals. Every company out there has revenue goals. Every company from a marketing perspective is trying to grow revenues, grow share. Maybe it's be the number one company in the industry, but if that's going to help them grow the revenues, that's where the goals are shooting for.
Okay, cool. wish I could read my notes, but we'll get there. let's talk about the supportive role that marketing, and use your line here, but no, just go ahead and use the line first.
Well, marketing is about revenue reward. And my tagline for the company is marketing that doesn't lead to revenue reward is a huge waste of time and money.
Right.
So the marketing organization and the marketing process is designed to help generate revenue and to help accelerate the sales process. And I believe at the end of the day, to make it easier for the sales team and sales management to achieve their goals. Long gone, and I don't even know if they even existed, the days of creating a program that quote unquote generates a whole bunch of useless leads that you just kind of dump off on sales. Marketing and sales need to be integrated. Marketing needs to understand that sales mission is to drive business and that the company's mission is to drive business.
So you're telling me the bingo cards don't work?
I don't believe they do. I don't believe, no, bingo is a lot of fun, but bingo, I don't believe the bingo cards, yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who don't remember, bingo cards would be the cards in the magazine where it's to circle these numbers for more information about this product, that product, blah, blah. And, you know, we employed them in the 80s and early 90s in government computer news. And I believe there was some validity because we had a targeted audience. We had very few numbers on the bingo card, you know, maybe 15, 20, but every advertiser got one.
Well, a couple of the challenges have changed. The customer has gotten extremely much more intelligent and lucid. So no longer is the company in charge of driving the business. It's the customer. And the customer has many options now. And the customer has many more vehicles to get information, obviously about the company, but also about how other people view the company and how the other company has delivered on its promises to the marketplace. The customer also dictates when they're going to buy. not just in the government, but also obviously in commercial. So
much more now than before the downturn.
Absolutely. That's even, yeah, obviously with the economic downturn, that's even much more critical, is understanding that. But the whole world has changed in the fact that the customer really does drive everything now, and companies need to ensure that they're delivering value to their customers, and marketing needs to produce evidence for the sales process that indeed the company does have value for its customers.
Right. And before we started recording, you had indicated, and I like this phrase, that there was a comprehensive nature of approaching the market now versus the somewhat random approach that was employed, you know, when you and I started 20, 30 years ago. All we had to do was, you know, Fosse just ended last week. You walk down the halls of Fosse, there were tens of thousands of people in your way, hundreds of booths. So whoever you were looking for was probably there.
Yeah, and by the way, for you, it was 30 years. For me, it was the 20 years.
Right, yeah. So,
no, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, Fosse just ended last week. And back in the late 80s, early 90s, even to the mid 90s, when I was at Compaq, a large part of our marketing plan was based around the event of Fosse and producing not just a tremendous booth, but also we knew a lot of. It shouldn't even be a huge part of the marketing plan, if it's going to be part of the marketing plan at all.
Right. We're going to get into events in the next segment, but the idea again here is the return on the investment, tying it in. My latest article at WashingtonTechnology.com starts off with the concept of market research. And if you have a prospect in an agency, it then becomes incumbent upon you to understand the food chain of that agency. So get the agency or office org chart, get the 353s so you understand where the spend is liable to be, but you've got to see the scope of the office and understand the mission of the office before you can really determine if that's a viable prospect.
Well, your point about comprehensive approach is a great one, and actually, back to the idea of Fosse being in a huge event as part of the marketing plan, you know, now one of the stats I like is it was a Harvard Business Report article a number of years ago that said you need 42 touches for a business to occur. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer one big
touch. Was that a Vic Hunter article by any chance? Do you remember?
It might have been. I cite the article frequently, and I can't remember the name of the author. But, you know, 42 some odd touches, which might include things like a sales meeting. It might include the customer getting a white paper. It might include an executive briefing. It might include going to the website, seeing the company you listed on a press release.
So passive and active touches.
Exactly. So. And the company, the point here is that from the company perspective, the sales and marketing team need to be in sync to ensure that we're putting as many of those activities in place that are going to be effective in driving the business. Just focusing on one occurrence or hoping, you know, for the customer to see us somewhere, there's definitely no return on investment, and there's definitely no value in the overall process. Everything you do from a marketing perspective has to be thought of. Are we driving this particular opportunity or this particular customer?
Right. So the ROI factor has to be built in. The research has to be laid really carefully. I mean, this is a vast market. So my friend Bob Davis recorded a multi-CD thing with me. Bob's a business development guy. He's got the 2-2-2 theory we discussed before the show. You target two integrators, you target two small businesses, and you target two agencies predicated on the research you do up front.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. I mean, which goes to the one of the other critical points is everyone needs to be in agreement with what the end game is. So, you know, what really are, you know, the best opportunities for us? You know, what really are we driving to? I like to think that it would be great if we knew where the business was going to come from prior to engaging in the marketing efforts. A lot of times the marketing efforts will be hoping that it will attract, you know, people to our offering.
Yeah, the hoping, throwing mud against the wall theory.
Exactly, and I've realized over the years that hope is definitely not a strategy.
Right, so there we go. My guest today is Fred Diamond of Fred Diamond Marketing. You can find Fred at freddiamond.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about events as a lead generation tool. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Here's to you, doctors. After all, yours is the very first face all of us see. You're who all of our mothers hope will someday grow up to be. It's you who we run to with a sniffle, a fever, or the odd case of mesenteric lymphadenitis. You fix our broken bones. You mend our broken hearts. You help us with everything from our allergies to, well, our zits. And though it may seem we sometimes don't appreciate all that you endure to keep us well, the endless years of schooling, the 14-hour shifts, the vending machine coffee, or actually having to read medical journals, we do appreciate you. Because when we're feeling our worst, we can count on you to give us your best. You're our healers. You're our heroes. You're our doctors. So from all of us to all of you, thanks. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Let's talk about Google Wave. If somebody has a blog and they would like to create a wiki within their blog, they don't have to write the code. They create a wave, they just drag that wave into their blog, and now their blog is empowered with a wiki. And they have all of that real-time translation capacity within their blog.
Stay up to date with technology. It's Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by ARINC.
European aerospace giant EADS is nearing a decision to compete directly with Boeing for a contract to build billions of dollars worth of aerial tankers for the U.S. Air Force. Reuters News Service says all indicators seem to suggest that EADS will follow through with a bid now that it's been granted prime contractor status by the Pentagon and may get a 90-day extension, which would give it time to examine classified documents, which are critical. I'm J.J. Green.
Have you ever wondered how the transportation industry exchanges data? ARINC knows. If you've ever booked a flight in Asia or a hotel in Europe or checked your arrival status in the U.S., this data was processed by ARINC. With one of the largest private and secure networks in the world, airlines, hotels, car rental, and travel agencies have entrusted ARINC's network to provide guaranteed data exchange. For more information and career opportunities, log on to arinc.com.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Fred Diamond of Diamond Marketing. I keep saying that wrong, but you can find, is it diamondmarketing.com or freddiamond.com?
Freddiamond.com.
Yeah, I thought so. There's my misspeaking. I should have known. Diamond Marketing, yeah, I've just known you too long, Fred.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Events as lead generation tools. Again, in the WashTech article, you target the, you finally have the two agencies you're going to work with, right? So look at the agency website and see if they're going to have any events. Hello. If they have agency sponsored events, agency people are going to be there. What's your advice to your clients about events for selecting, using, getting ready for, et cetera?
You know, we kind of look at events slightly differently. One of the premises that we use is that most of the business comes through relationships. So we, let's say we're targeting the Veterans Administration, hypothetically. We want to find out where various people at the VA are going to be speaking and then try either to make an introduction with the salesperson. Our goal is always to get our salespeople into the offices of the customer. Almost every marketing activity that Diamond Marketing has done for our clients over the last 10 years has been designed, or the key metric is, did we get a sales call out of this? or even more prevalent, do we get a second sales call?
Right.
So if we're doing a webinar, mm-hmm. or if we're doing some type of executive event, potentially at the Tower Club or someplace like that, let's say we have 50 people there. The goal is to get 5 meetings, face-to-face, in the office of the customer type of meetings. Recently, there was a pretty good event in Tyson's Corner with the CIO of the Veterans Administration. And we had one of our sales reps there and went up and made an introduction. The CIO said, you know, he's not the person you want to be speaking to, but he said, here's the guy in my organization that you want to be speaking to. So again, our key metric is, are our salespeople getting meetings at the location of the customer site? And that is, at the end of the day, from a marketing perspective, one of our key metrics.
It's a biggie. You know, the relationship is first line of the first book. This market, any market, is about relationships.
Absolutely. Still comes down to that. You would even think with companies that have been around selling to the markets for 20, 30 years that it's on autopilot, if you will. It still comes down to, there's new people. You want to build the relationships. New programs come along. People move. New initiatives. So it really, at the end of the day, almost always comes down to those relationships and how are you developing it? How are you keeping the contact with the customer? We use electronic newsletters for most of our customers to at least get one of those touches in. We also use...
Back to the 42 touches premise?
Yeah, and actually during the break, yeah, we talked about the 36 or 42, but the point is, it's a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, the key is to be pervasive without being rude or intrusive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. Interruption marketing, quote unquote, doesn't work anymore.
No, you and I have questioned it for a long time anyway.
People aren't sitting there waiting for your phone calls. Everyone's busy. And the customer knows, what we found is the customer really, in a lot of cases, knows what they need to do. So they're looking for the relationship. How can you help me? How can you give me more information? How can you make my mission go smoother? How can you introduce me to someone who is going to help our mission go smoother? Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch that we do based around building those relationships.
So you're primarily not dealing with a pure commodity type client. You're dealing with somebody who has a fairly sophisticated sale that is going to be addressed on multiple levels. Not a single point of contact making a decision.
Well, yeah, but even sometimes with the commodity type of interaction, you know, even with all the rules that you have in government, obviously, you know, there's still relationships that are built.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the customer wants to know that they're going to get serviced. You and I have talked about this many times, but one thing that we know about the marketplace is it's a very risk-averse marketplace. You know, the last thing that the customer wants to do is bring in the wrong vendor or bring in the wrong type of technology or make a large investment in software that totally fails.
There, yeah, the risk-averse nature is something that has been recurrent in my seminars, whether I'm talking or you're talking or Max Peterson or, you know, whoever, you know. Another CD I cut was with Max on the sales process. And that's recurrent throughout. Boy, it's the comfort factor with a relationship, especially if you're involved in a bidding process. The decision team, even when it's a team decision, all of them have to have a comfort level with those presenting.
Absolutely. I mean, we just mentioned a couple books before, but one of my favorite business books is The Trusted Advisor. Which came out by David Meister, and keep referring back to that. How do we become the trusted advisor for our customer? Part of it goes back to is, again, we're not dictating when they're going to buy. Even in the government, when there's obviously the whole process that leads to the award at some point. But basically, you know, we can't dictate that, so we need to constantly be thinking of ways we can add value to the customer's process. Again, introduce them to other entities or people that will help with their mission, advise them on places they should be. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of instances where we've helped educate our government customer on new trends, you know, and people they should also be in relationship with and organizations they should be members of as well.
Yeah, and we're talking sort of about events, although we got off the topic. But you know, the associations, they all have events, and the events are large, small, medium. They could be breakfast, lunch, dinner. They could be all day events. Could be special interest subgroups of the, you know, ACT, IAC, Tech America, AFSEA, and you know, frankly, you host a monthly event, sort of. In the form of your lead swapping group, which is now what, 8-9 years old?
Yeah, I started Diamond Marketing after working for companies back in 2001 and got really, really familiar on the concept of quote unquote lead sharing or referrals, and started a group. We now call it the Northern Virginia Business Development Group, although people who are members, our business goes outside of just Northern Virginia. But it's, we meet once a month. We meet for, we've actually changed the model. It used to be the third Wednesday of every month. We met for 2 hours at one of our member group's offices. We still do that. We still meet once a month for a general meeting. We get between 25 and 30 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very formulated. It's very, I keep the meetings very rigid so that everybody gets value. But we also just created a spinoff where we meet a subset of that group. We meet on the third Monday of the month, no more than 8 people, where we sit at a conference table. We open up our computers to LinkedIn and Facebook, and we literally look at each other's LinkedIn and Facebook and try to match up people. You know, and we try to, we also, what we've learned is someone's really much better at it than someone else might be. So they'll make some tips on how to improve your page.
And, there you go.
Yeah, some groups to be a member of. And but that's actually been a lot of fun. We started that about 3 months ago, and just a lot of energy comes from that. You know,
how do you limit it to 8 people, though?
We just basically say the first 8 people who okay. come. And what's actually interesting is we've done it a number of times, and the dynamics change each month as well. So, you know, 2 new people come in, and a couple people stick around from the previous month, and it just leads to a whole bunch of different dynamics where we you know, investigate who people are related to and who people have gotten recommendations from, and how often they're commenting on their status, and how often they're answering questions, and just is their summary of their profile mm-hmm. even up to speed. And it's been a tremendous offshoot, and we look forward to
how'd you come up
that.
With the idea? This is cool.
Yeah, it's actually, it was a lot of fun. I mean, LinkedIn is, and I know you're one of the gurus in the area about LinkedIn, but it's amazing that not everybody is, you would think that by this point, everybody would be fully up to speed on
it. I had a meeting with 3 guys this morning before we record the show. None of them are on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is, I believe it's one of the most tremendous sales and marketing assets ever created, obviously. But what happens is one of the lead generation strategies that's critical now continues to be referrals. So a lot of times people attend lead share and networking events and they expect, you know, someone to hand them 3 automatic referrals, even though they just met. So, you know, here's the CIO of this company, go meet them. And people expect that. The reality is it doesn't happen that way. It takes a while before you develop the relationships and the mm-hmm. trust, you know, to introduce someone to your network.
Right. Even if you hold that thought, we're going to come back with this immediately after the break. My guest today is Fred Diamond of Diamond Marketing. You can find Fred at freddiamond.com, just like it sounds. And when we come back, we're going to be pursuing the social media side of things. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
A failure to plan is a plan for failure. We've all heard that expression, but unfortunately, it's true. I'm Wayne Zell. Join me every Saturday for Blueprint for Wealth to realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. We'll discuss taxes, estate planning, and business planning topics. Plan to listen to Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. here on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio. Your plan just might get started this week.
The mechanical contractors, plumbers, and steam fitters of cause. 25 years ago, we made a binding written commitment to excellence, a pledge to each other, our customers, and the people of the capital area. No strikes or lockouts, top quality work, ethical practices, unmatched productivity, and a commitment to the finest training of our workers. It's still in force. We signed it again just to make the point. Cause means excellence. Make sure your plumbing and HVAC contractor belongs to cause.
On the move but need your Caps info? Caps Mobile lets you use your mobile phone to stay connected to the Caps. Receive breaking news and special offers delivered right to your phone. Check scores and stats from your phone's web browser. Enter text to win contests for great Caps prizes and much more. To join the Caps Mobile Club, text CAPS to 43803 now. For more info on all Caps Mobile offerings, visit the Fan Zone section of WashingtonCaps.com. Stay Caps connected with Caps Mobile.
When it comes to getting the mission accomplished, is your organization ready? Rosetta Stone Enterprise Solutions provides a language learning platform many federal agencies, including DHS, HHS, Army, and the State Department, rely on to build a prepared workforce. Rosetta Stone provides flexible online solutions that empower your workforce to learn anytime from anywhere all over the globe. Let Rosetta Stone Enterprise Solutions help you accomplish your mission today. Visit rosettastone.com or call 877-211-2375. rosettastone.com.
The latest from the Federal Security Spotlight brought to you by Cisco.
Is the new network gear your agency is buying ready to roll with IP version 6? If you are concerned with future cybersecurity, it should be, and also to protect your investment. Here's Tim Winters of the Interoperability Lab at the University of New Hampshire.
The big question is you should be asking, you know, as a whatever it is you're getting, does it support IPv6? Because in the future, if it doesn't, you're going to have to replace it again. And that's not what you want to be doing.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com. Will the top-of-mind security issues of today be the issues facing government tomorrow? Get the latest from federal experts on FISMA reform, the cyber initiative, how government is combating botnets, spyware, and other cyber evils, and more. Listen to Federal Security Spotlight, sponsored by Cisco, airing Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. or on demand at federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Security Spotlight is brought to you by Cisco, the leader in federal IT security.
Looking for usable news and information that helps you do your job? Tune into In Depth with Francis Rose every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Francis explores the relationship between agencies and Congress by taking you to the hearing rooms on Capitol Hill and asking questions of federal decision makers and experts. You'll get a first-hand look at how Congress affects your agency's personnel, funding, and oversight. In Depth also looks at the relationship between agencies and contractors, companies that do billions of dollars of business with the federal government, talk about the work they're doing for agencies, the work they're bidding on, and the work they didn't get. And In Depth will help you be a better manager. Francis talks to authors, scholars, and managerial experts about managing projects, managing your workforce, and managing yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Fred Diamond of Diamond Marketing. You can find Fred at freddiamond.com. Fred, the concept of taking your lead share group and taking a subset of that into the once a month, eight of you getting together for the lead share via Facebook, LinkedIn. That really is radically cool.
It's worked out really well, Mark. DC is a, I think DC is a relatively unique town in this, in that referrals are such a critical part of the business. A lot of us are going after the same markets. We know a lot of similar people, but we also don't know a lot of similar people. But all of the people we have relationships with are either on LinkedIn or more and more Facebook. So a lot of times, you know, you'll say to people, gee, I really would love introductions to CEOs of growing companies. Well, you know, not everyone knows what that means, but if right. you see the list of people in front of you in LinkedIn, it's just a tremendous vehicle. And having the interface and interchange between 7 to 8 motivated people who are interested in each other's success is definitely a very, very exciting process that we've engaged upon.
Yeah, and the simple concept of referrals, you know, going back to the Wash Tech article, do your salespeople ask or you know, the people working on site for government clients, do they ask for referrals? Very palpable results can occur.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of cases with government too, there's always everybody wants to be careful because of the nature of the government customer and integrity and laws. But at the same time, though, once you've built that relationship, there's no reason to say, you know, could you refer me to some people, or could you introduce me to this person? We don't see, I think the government people are a little bit behind with LinkedIn, but definitely the ecosystem is definitely on board. One of my clients, for example, wanted to get engaged with one of the top three integrators recently. And you would think that they would already have the contacts established, but we went to LinkedIn and typed in those words and of the name of the company, and we're very pleasantly surprised to see first or second degree relationships with some of those companies.
Every one of the top 100 as defined by WashTech is very well represented on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Article 3 months ago at Washington Technology. You know, when I used to read Washington Technology in the early 90s, I'd have a pad of paper and a highlighter. And I'd highlight company names, write them on my pad, and if there was a name associated with it, then I would call, you know, IAC, I'd call AFSCA. Do these people ever show up at your meetings? So I would find out, literally, you know, via phone, reading the pubs, where these people were likely to be, and then I would try to meet them.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, we complement that, of course, with, like you just said, researching with WashTech, and for a lot of the relationships, obviously, input and Fed sources play a mm-hmm. pretty big role.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you still need to get inside to the customer.
Right.
So again, back to the thing we talked about during the second segment, from a marketing perspective, one of our key metrics is, are we making it easier for our salespeople to get inside the customer, to do a presentation, to do a proof of concept, to just do a discovery, you know, or at least just to begin the process of engaging, either to help move the customer's mission through or to learn more about it. So we look at the social media tools as far as critical ways to, again, help accelerate the relationships and getting to the right people.
Yeah. And again, it's not, nothing's going to replace the relationship side of this. Yep. This is a tool simply to identify more people. And you can actually use it as a passive lead generator. I mean, you touch bases with people, you're second degree, you're in a group with them on LinkedIn. If you see that they ask questions, a really great way to get in front of them is to answer their question if you can. And if you can't, can somebody else in your company do that?
Absolutely. And then, you know, one thing that that you do very well is then tie it back to other places that they can go.
Right.
You know, your own, obviously Twitter, but, you know, if you have a microsite or if you have a blog,
mm-hmm.
or your company has a blog or even a press release or something of value for the customer.
Right. White paper.
They
work.
A video, you know, very, yeah. It's, we're spending a lot of time now on one other lead generation tool. Video is huge.
Hot,
huge, et cetera. You know, YouTube obviously is huge, but the critical thing about video these days is that it gets tagged and it plays very well into search engine optimization.
Right. So, same thing with blogs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Blogs are tremendous. WordPress, et cetera. But video is actually becoming even larger because if you notice on Google, a lot of the top entry points are videos these days.
Right.
So we're spending a tremendous amount of time with our customers to position themselves to get some of their customer some of their messages out there on video.
Yeah, but I look at the podcasts and the videos especially as simply another way to get out the white paper idea.
Absolutely.
You just have to put it in a different format. When it's a video, you need somebody articulate and relatively attractive, and you stage it properly.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great point. I mean, one of the challenges is a lot of the companies in the technology space that are trying to market not just to the government but to other markets, there's complex messages. You know, it's not just one simple thing. There's the technology message, the business message, customer message, future message, vision message, if you will. So you need to have mechanisms to get those out. And the customer will do the research, but if you can make it as easy for them as possible to get your messages out there succinctly. Video, you could say in a video in 1 minute, maybe throw in a customer testimonial, maybe put up some graphics, you know, the Ross Perot type of graphics, if mm-hmm. you will, with a couple
yep.
bullet points.
Sure.
Boom, within 1 minute, you can get the message across that might take you 3 weeks trying to get a meeting for.
So. Right. And it's evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
It's viral. You know, somebody, you know, if it's got a little bit of edge to it,
mm-hmm.
it's more viral.
Mm-hmm.
So there's every reason to explore it. And if you don't think it works in the government market, look at the investments that a little company like Cisco is making into that media, visual media presence on the web.
Yeah, and even if you think about it from a consumer perspective, you know, everybody goes to YouTube quickly just to glance at something.
Sure.
Companies can create channels on YouTube. And obviously with YouTube being part of Google, you know, obviously the search engine is a critical part of it.
Yeah. And again, you're not giving away the store here, but you're providing enough information to let them qualify themselves to you. And you always throw in, you got to throw in at the end how to contact us, you know, because you don't want it out there with, you know, God, that was cool. I need more information, but there's nothing there.
That's a great point.
So, and that would be going back to the 36 or 42 touches, because right. You've had the passive touch, they viewed it. Now that you need the active touch, it's got to fit into that funnel that, you know, which you referred to, I believe, in the first segment as each of these activities needs a defined result.
Absolutely. And one of the other metrics, it seems like an obvious one, in addition to getting our salespeople into the customer site for some type of face-to-face, or it doesn't necessarily have to be a face-to-face meeting. It could be using GoToMeeting or Live Meeting or, you know, one of the online meeting tools.
Right.
We've seen more and more with our customers that are trying to sell globally or at least across the United States. We've had some business that just happened electronically. It's phone calls, telemarketing, webinars, if you will. The other metric, of course, is getting people onto the website, not just hits on the website, but getting them to the right places and being able to monitor and measure the entire ecosystem. Who came to the site? Did we offer them something? How long were they at various places?
How many pages?
How many pages did they see? Where did they spend their time? How many times have they come to the site? But we spend a lot of time with Google Analytics and other measuring tools to ensure that we're providing the highest quality website interaction to ensure that, again, we continue to develop the relationship with the client.
There you go. I love this stuff. My guest is Fred Diamond of Diamond Marketing. You can find Fred at freddiamond.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little more about how to generate the referrals, the leads. We'll talk about some of the traditional tools and the new forms they're taking. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
So I'm at the airport waiting for my luggage when it hits me. I've been staring at the same conveyor for the last 15 hours. My luggage, gone, not coming. Now what? Well, I panicked a little, pulled out some hair, and sort of kind of cried. But then I realized GEICO helped me with my renter's insurance, so my personal property's protected. And since it's as low as $12 a month, I can afford a fancy wig, seeing as I pulled out a good bit of hair.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Are you in the cloud? Whether you're managing your software on-premise, in the cloud, or a bit of both, Microsoft offers you unprecedented choice. The choice to manage the mission-critical computing resources your agency needs now with the vision, flexibility, and security features to meet many of the ever-evolving federal requirements. Cloud services from Microsoft. We're all in. Are you in?
Learn more about Microsoft's cloud services. Visit Microsoft.com/govcloud. That's Microsoft.com/govcloud.
Whoever said that you must only talk about politics or your brand of religion to have a great life? Whoever said that you should only have one interest? Explore different people and different perspectives. That's right, get out of the box. I'm Coach Lynn. Listen, no spin, no shock. I'm bringing a little flavor.
Listen for the Lynn Johnson Motivational Radio Show Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 1500 and 820 a.m.
In these times of economic uncertainty, everyone is looking for answers. Can I afford to retire? How will I send my kids to college? Is there any way I can make up for the money I lost?
Join me, Carl Balestrieri, each week as we tackle the tough situations you've encountered and offer solutions for protecting your money and weathering this storm. Tune into Federal News Radio 1500 AM at 7 a.m. every Saturday for Right on the Money with me, Carl Balestrieri.
Once the election is over, how do we ensure voters still have a voice? Affirm will consider how our leadership can benefit from our collective wisdom at Affirm's April luncheon. Join them on Thursday, April 15th at 11:30 at GW's Marvin Center for a discussion on how government can become more citizen-centric. Affirm will take a closer look at government collaboration efforts that place us at the center of the dialogue. That's April 15th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the GW Marvin Center. Register today at affirm.org.
Attention integrators, VARs, program managers, sales and marketing professionals, CEOs who need to understand how to get your products in front of the right government decision makers. This is Amtower. For the last 25 years, I've focused on only one market, doing business with our favorite rich uncle. I've learned a lot in that time, and I share that information the way I get it, unedited from the front lines with that patented Amtower edge. If you want the straight scoop, the unvarnished truth, tune in Monday at noon for Amtower Off-Center.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Fred Diamond of Diamond Marketing. You can find Fred at freddiamond.com. Fred, over the break, we were talking about how we were going to wrap this up, because it is about generating leads, but there's a lot of things that go into, you know, legitimately finding the right lead. So we were going to start here with how do you really understand the customer?
That's a great point. I think it goes back again to one of the notions of the trusted advisor, is that the customer really wants to know these days, how are you going to solve their specific challenges? So you know, it's not just, well, it's a better database, but how specifically will this help me meet my mission, which is to make lives safer for soldiers, or improve, you know, Medicaid, or ensure that, you know, insurance premiums are paid without fraud, whatever it is. So truly understanding what the mission is of the customer, what are the problems they're faced with, and the authenticness of that, or the authenticity, I should say.
Yeah.
Really understanding it, not from a buzzword perspective, but, you know, the reason why customers are buying things these days is because they really do have things that they need to improve upon, or things that they need to do to make their mission be accomplished. If you can really show them that you understand what their challenges are, that is definitely a critical part. From the marketing perspective, again, videos demonstrating that, white papers, blog entries, focusing on a genuine basis,
right,
that this is how we understand your challenge, and we understand what you're facing, and here's some strategies for you to solve these problems.
Right. One of the things that I drive with the articles, consulting, et cetera, is don't make your blog a personal blog in the sense that This is my opinion on this market. Lead with what the blog is about. So if it's about government security, call it government security. Mm-hmm. If it's about facilities, if it's about network security, you know, whatever it is, put that, you know, make it's a title of the white paper, you know, make the name of the blog, et cetera. You know, make it, it's much easier to find that way.
That's a great point. One of the companies I do a lot of work with is called Pleasant Valley Business Solutions.
Yep.
PVBS. They're the premier Microsoft solution provider for government contractor, ERP, and financial management. Every month we do a newsletter called High Growth Government Contractor News, and it goes out once a month. And basically we solicit articles from our partners that are some of the true trusted advisors, again, to government contractors, either accounting firms, law firms, insurance firms, and provide them information that will hopefully help them move their process along.
Right. So, and we're going to get into that, but it brings up the concept of value. But one of the things that we were also discussing, beyond the challenges, there has to be a win factor personally for the client. You referred to that as neuromarketing, and we used to just call it the WIFM factor.
Yeah, what's in it for me? One of the emerging trends in marketing that we're spending a lot of time with is neuromarketing. And basically it goes back to the concept of how does the customer make decisions? And really not just that, but how does the body influence that, and the brain specifically? So focusing on not just the pains from a, what are the pains, but what am I personally going to achieve if indeed I make this decision or recommend to my agency or my company that we investigate and procure this type of technology? You need to think about, at the end of the day, how will the actual human being customer that is involved here benefit from making the decision and investing their time and energy in bringing your solution on? There's a number of books that have been written out. There's actually a great LinkedIn group that we listen to and participate in focusing on this topic. But we have shifted a lot of our energies to really understanding, again, how are we communicating to the customer the true value they're going to get from engaging with us.
The value you bring to the relationship. And that also boils down and goes back to the personal value you bring to it. Because we've both known, and everybody does, people over the years who may add some value, but they don't really seem to care about the process.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We talked before about relationships with your customers, but we spend a tremendous amount of time, and most of my clients, building the relationships between our partners. And you talked about our lead share group before, but we spend a lot of time truly figuring out, okay, and with the clients we actually have meetings with this topic, how can we add value to what our accounting partner is doing or what our law firm partner is doing? Who do we need to introduce them to? What can we do to make them better at their job as compared to, you know, waiting for them to offer us something in the form of leads? For example, I mentioned Pleasant Valley before. We're doing a tremendous event in April with a insurance company and one of our accounting partners. Together, we're going to be communicating some messages to growing government contractors on how they need to take their business to the next level. But the point is, we all got together to figure out how can we add value to each other's process besides waiting for each other to give leads.
Okay. Yeah. But the you used the word in the over the break, you know, genuine. And that's critical. You know, people are going to keep coming back to you if they believe, if you actually do care, it's going to show.
That's a great point. I mean, everybody knows that we're all out there to sell. You know, everybody knows that whenever a technology salesperson or professional services salesperson calls them, they're trying to procure a new customer and sell their product and their services or solution. So everybody knows. There's no mystery about this whole thing. At the same time, though, again, it comes down to the relationship. So showing that you know something, you've given thought to their problems, you genuinely are helping them or trying to find things that will make them achieve their mission definitely hastens the process.
Okay. Let's get into some final thoughts here then. Wrap this up for me.
Well, the original topic of the show was lead generation.
It's morphed.
And one thing we didn't want to do, and you and I have had this conversation many times, is you just can't say, yes, you should be doing webinars, or yes, you should be at this trade show, or yes, you should definitely be doing radio advertising. There's a tremendous amount of value in most of the marketing activities out there, but they really need to fit into the sales process, and they really need to have a return on investment in the overall process. For example, your company, Fed News Radio, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan for a couple of reasons. The target is very, very niched. You know, obviously in this town, people who are involved with the government and the government contracting space. Secondly, the website that Fed News Radio has, mm-hmm. And you can mention the URL is
federalnewsradio.com.
Federalnewsradio.com has a tremendous repository of shows that you do.
All of the shows are archived.
They're archived. They're described. They sound great.
If you hear a topic, you can run it through the search engine and usually find it.
Absolutely. So, you know, there are great tactics out there, but again, they need to fit into the overall perspective, which is how are we, what is our challenge in driving business? Who are we trying to drive to? And how does each individual activity fit in? The one question we keep getting back is, what's going to be the return on investment in the activities that we're doing, even if it's a free thing, like going to a networking event or having a networking meeting? Is this the best use of my time and energy to help me achieve my goals?
Yeah, and that's true. You know, I don't know if you know this or not. I have another book coming out soon.
Oh, good.
John Wiley's going to publish. And so I'm back in the government market on this one for book three. But one of the questions, and I'm going to lead with this in the book, one of the questions that I've gotten more frequently recently is, what are the guarantees if I do this stuff that I'm going to win business? You know, there aren't any.
No, there really aren't. And we were joking before that the number one strategy for success will be to have done this for the last 20 some odd years.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. You know, obviously the big brands have a big advantage, having been the ones that have indeed marketed to not just the government, but to other markets as well. You know, it's kind of like the Steve Martin joke, the way you become a millionaire, first thing you do is you get $1 million. So the same type of a thing, you know, it's, you know, to be successful here, it would be great if you started this 15, 20 years ago.
Right, exactly. Fred, thank you so much for joining me. My guest has been Fred Diamond of DiamondMarketing.com. You can find Fred at FredDiamond.com. This is not my day job. If you need some of the most experienced advice on marketing regarding, and me or Fred, if you need help with your marketing or lead generation efforts, give me a shout. You can find me at federaldirect.net. And remember, you have not been everywhere until you've been off-center with Amtower.
You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
Fast Cash Leasing in College Park reminds you that thousands of children are reported missing each year. Only a parent can really know the heartbreak of losing a child in this way. Please help prevent the abduction of children by keeping a watchful eye out for their safety. This message from Bob Regine and Kevin Gamble at Fast Cash Leasing, 9723-1 Baltimore Avenue, College Park. Call 301-345-9611 for Fast Cash Leasing in College Park, where they care about the safety and future of all children. Introducing HalfPriceDC.com, your gateway to the area's best restaurants, stores, spas, and more, all at half price. This week, HalfPriceDC.com has half-price gift certificates to First Down Sports Bar and Grill in Arlington, your neighborhood sports headquarters, Westfield's Golf Club, where signature design meets signature service, and Chevy Chase Supermarket, family-friendly shopping at its best. See all the offers at HalfPriceDC.com.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Airink.
European aerospace giant EADS is nearing a decision to compete directly with Boeing for a contract to build billions of dollars worth of aerial tankers for the U.S. Air Force. Reuters News Service says all indicators seem to suggest that EADS will follow through with a bid now that it's been granted prime contractor status by the Pentagon and may get a 90-day extension, which would give it time to examine classified documents, which are critical. I'm J.J. Green.
Have you ever wondered how the transportation industry exchanges data? Airink knows. If you've ever booked a flight in Asia or a hotel in Europe or checked your arrival status in the U.S., this data was processed by Airink. With one of the largest private and secure networks in the world, airlines, hotels, car rental, and travel agencies have entrusted Airink's network to provide guaranteed data exchange. For more information and career opportunities, log on to ARINC.com.
At Tanberg, they believe that people should be able to interact over video regardless of what type of system they use. They're dedicated to creating standards-based solutions to ensure that your investment in video conferencing provides maximum interoperability. For more information and ways for your agency to improve its unified communications, visit the Tanberg Interoperability Center at federalnewsradio.com, keyword interoperability, or visit their website at tanberg.com.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit, presented by NITP, has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit, Mondays at 10 a.m. on 1500 AM Federal News Radio for an hour that can change your future.